So, we see that since class began, wealth has been a slippery concept, defined by those who had the lead, to bend reality, such that we would necessarily, because the earth was slanted, tumble after them. In King John, a note at the back explains the illusions of bias, that it partly refers to a game of bowls, in which he who places the lead calls the tune. Quote, in this the world is compared to the bowl in the game of bowls. Within the bowl is lead, which makes it turn, when rolled, towards this heavier side. The word bias is derived from the French baie, or is it bie? Let's say bie. And bie as an adjective means slanting, sloping, askew, oblique, and as a noun means obliquity, slope, or figuratively shift or subterfuge. And biaisement means shift or evasion, and biaisé means to slope or slant, to lean on one side or to use shifts or evasions. I think we could also say to unbalance. And all of us have simply been sliding around in that bowl for millennia at the whim of the guys who set the weight. True wealth is thus ever skewed based on the egos and madness of these tiny few. And as they have made the words, the concepts, the thoughts, which are the most important weight that roll around in our heads, we tend to see wealth as they tell us to. Why are we so easily led, I imagine, Shakespeare probably said. Why do so few still own the mother tongue, the earth, and through her know true worth? But he also knew the answer, as he also felt at times that even he had difficulty hanging on to self, reality. The world was made before him, and before him it was slanted. And we each all have our own role here to play, to unbias it and set it right again. So, do criteria exist to help us distinguish earth truth, that which allows every human being to be self-determining, have the leisure and resources we need to let curiosity, interest, and other earth-given gifts lead instead of necessity or need or power lust to be a philosopher king greed, ruling over the globe, pretending to be supreme, disguising self-interest as service, telling us essentially that it's in our interest to remain as children, letting the grown-ups make the decisions, and then con us into doing the work to realize them, harnessing our true power, while claiming that without them, it's worthless. How to distinguish this from earth truth in proposed solutions? Solutions for extricating ourselves from this global mess of poisoned earth and us likewise, both discarded and trashed with such extravagance. How to distinguish this from what promotes health, leisure, and happiness? Not for an artificially elevated few, but for all. Well, here's a few ways to distinguish truth. Does the proposed so-called solution force us off our land? Does it cause earth damage now or in the future? Does it inhibit individual independence, i.e., is force a factor? Healthy souls need a chance to sit on earth they care for and feel it bear their weight, to have the option of being alone and the option to congregate, which can be chosen or changed as one's soul dictates. So, for example, no one could dupe us into believing that we have no choice but to support the nuclear power industry. Their attempt to do so we'd find funny. And the flip side is, does it promote health and happiness and exuberance for individual and collective humans? And a seeming complexity in the rationale means, let's consign it to the bottom of the pile of possibilities. So how do we know this, these criteria? Because we're picturing free humans, Take that seed, that plant. What does it need to be protected? And if we foster a sense of abundance as we move into that day, that enables self-creation. It could minimize minor arguments. So we'll make lists of opportunities that identify where help is needed, whether to give or to receive. And to be broadly made will be so exciting. Coffee cruises, learning to listen to diverse ways, helping to heal polluted bays, traveling with the earth and sky. This is the time to let longing fly. But the challenge to tackle right away is overcoming the fear, a belief only, that we have to sacrifice our leisure, the possession of our bodies, for some good they tell us matters more than our lives. So we'll learn to see through all such lies and trust our body's truth, that what we have when we're relaxed is not just our right, but our due.